This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Story now about religion, racism, and redemption in the Deep South. For generations, the bathroom building behind Our Lady of Peace Catholic Church in Vacherie, Louisiana, was little more than a shack. Hurricane Rita almost knocked it down in 2005. It was finally torn asunder in October. Some members of the parish say that it was long overdue. From member station WRKF, Amy Jeffries reports.
Anita Batiste is 76 and has been a parishioner at Our Lady of Peace her whole life. Her grandfather helped build the church back before the days of indoor plumbing.
Let me tell you something maybe not too many people know. As long as I've come to this church, I never, ever used the restroom. Never.
When the bathroom building went up in 1959, one set of doors was painted white and one another color. Ushers would follow black parishioners outside to make sure they entered the right door.
This was, I would use the word, a slap in my face. You know, if I can't go in any one of the doors, I just assume don't go in any.
My name's Margaret Cortez. I love God and I love my parish.
Margaret Cortez used to pile into a station wagon with her eight siblings to get to Mass as a kid. Growing up in the 1960s and 70s, Cortez never thought about why the doors of that bathroom were different colors before they were painted over.
I never looked at it as a separation of people. And I couldn't understand when people would talk about it, why it meant so much. It's just a bathroom.
It was just a bathroom. Until Cortez joined a discussion group with Anita Batiste and others from the church to talk about racism in the community. And that inspired a special Wednesday night Mass. After the Our Lady of Peace Gospel Choir warmed up the crowd, Father Michael Maselli set fire to pieces of the old bathroom building.
Let us acknowledge the mistakes, the decisions, the policies, the rules, the evil, the sins we committed.
And from the pulpit, the priest apologized.
Especially our African-American brothers and sisters, both living and deceased, please forgive us.
Some parishioners sent letters to Father Michael and the bishop of the Baton Rouge Diocese, arguing racism is gone from Vacherie and that the priest is just trying to stir things up.
As time goes by, we'll see how many people show up at church, the collections and stuff like that. But I don't worry about any of that. If you do the right thing, the Lord will make a way.
At a gathering right after Father Michael's apology, Anita Batiste told him it felt like a burden had been lifted.
And it just was an awesome feeling that I accepted that apology from him for all the injustice that was done in the church.
The next morning, a bulldozer tossed the old bathroom building into the air. And later this month, the group discussing racism in the church will meet again to keep the conversation going. For NPR News, I'm Amy Jeffries in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.